It is Valentine's weekend. So today on the show, we're doing Valentine's SOS. We are sending the Repatrollers around to your partner's place of work or where they live. And we're going to drop kick some champagne and flowers over the wall. You know, in practice for the Italian game. We will drop them to the door and go, this is from your beloved. Let's call him Brendan. Who loves you, who adores the ground you walk upon, who was too tight to buy you flowers himself, so he contacted us to do. But we will sort you out with flowers, champagne, there's chocolates in there.
Yeah.
Is there a jar of Nutella?
There is, yeah.
Whipped cream?
Yeah.
Bring it on. Any handcuffs, lads?
No.
No.
All right, Casey.
Just in case.
Just in case what?
You get arrested for breaking someone's heart.
Okay, yeah.
If you want us to do a drop-off for Valentine's SOS to your beloved today, we are hitting the road in 20 minutes.
I'm so excited for this.
We literally, as they do a drop-off, we'll be instructing the lads where to go next. They don't know where they're going this morning.
Yeah.
There will be people all over Cork that will get surprised. This is going to do you the world of good.
It's
just a nice thing. Yeah. You were thinking about them. You went to this effort of organising a little drop-off for them. And also, let's call it what it is. Save you a few bob.
Absolutely. And also, any fella that puts on a tuxedo at 6 a.m. in the morning.
Is Sully doing that for us?
He's doing that for us.
Very good.
We're a legend.
I heard he was going for a spray tan and everything yesterday to add to the...
there you go.
Add to the glamour of it all.
He's James Bond, lads.
That's
he's
our Sully.
James Bond.
Johnny's making a nice suggestion.
If there's any flowers or anything left over, right,
okay.
And you're on about nominating someone a secret surprise and all this stuff.
Yeah.
If there's anything left over, would you surprise Vic...
Aww.
With them from me.
Oh, Johnny, that's very kind. Also very tight, Johnny, but thank you.
Red FM Breakfast's winning words.
Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Powlett Off, North Point Business Park and Mahon Point Retail Park.
All right, there's Amy. Good morning, Amy. How are we?
I'm good. How are you?
Not very too bad good. At all. Amy, they've put me on the hot seat again this morning for winning words. And now I understand the pressure Vic is under.
See?
Yeah,
this is punishment, Amy.
Well, I don't like letting people down. I've been doing it pretty much all of my life. But let's do it
this
again.
This morning I have a bit of help here. My husband is in the car with me, so I have a bit of help this morning.
Right.
Okay,
you can confirm. I like it.
Okay, now let me just get everything set up here, because what I'm going to do is I am the vanisher. I cannot hear anything you're speaking
gone.
About.
You're playing this morning. Right.
So, Vic,
yes.
The radio station is yours.
Goodbye, my
I'm
friend.
I'm going to tap out, okay?
Red FM Breakfast's winning words.
Okay, Amy, I'm going to give you your three words, okay? We're going to start with the first word. So, the first word this morning for winning words is love.
Love, hurt.
Heart. Okay. Your second word for winning words this morning is spring. Spring.
Springtime. Springtime.
Springtime. That's a really, really good, strong guess there. They're both really, really strong.
Mm.
Okay. And your third word for this morning is party.
Party time. Can I go party hat?
You can. You want to change to hat? Yeah, because you had time for spring, didn't you?
So, I'll
so
go party,
party
hat.
Hat. Okay.
Yeah, I'll go party
so
hat.
So you've given me love, heart, spring, time and party hat. You're happy with those?
Yeah.
Okay, brilliant.
I think so.
I'm going to get Casey back here now and we'll see how he gets on. All right, stay with me.
Okay, thanks, Vic.
See you 2 seconds now. Hello, can you...
Hi,
hello.
Can you hear me back?
You're back. Yeah.
Are you done?
We're done.
Are you happy?
We're done. I'm
going to
give you your three words now, right?
It's so weird when you switch everything off and the station is dead and you can't...
It's horrible.
It's like... But I can see you talking away, so I know everything's going on. I need to know everything's all right.
Okay.
Okay, Amy.
So I need you to write down your guesses first, Casey, and then we'll go back through them, right? So the first word that you have this morning is...
Yeah.
Love.
Oh.
Write down your answer.
Oh, God.
Love. Okay.
Oh,
your second word?
Yeah.
This morning is spring.
Okay. Yeah, that's an easy one, I think.
Right.
Yeah.
And your third word this morning is party.
Okay.
Okay, right.
Oh, God, no, the party... Hang on a sec now. Party... I don't know what to put.
Well, you're
going
to have to
one.
Make a decision. Time is of the essence.
Okay, go on. I'm going to stick with that.
I love the way Amy's laughing at me. This is my quiz master voice now, Amy. Right, okay, let's go back through the answers. So, Casey, what did you have for love?
Heart.
Yes! Okay, Casey, what did you have for spring?
Springtime.
Yes! Okay, 2 out of 3 so far.
Oh my gosh.
I know, the nerves. Okay, and lastly, what did you have for party?
Balloon.
Oh, Amy, sorry. No,
you're
no,
okay.
No, she had hat.
Party knickers.
Party was a tricky one, you see. You could have gone with...
Party animal, party poppers, party balloon, party food, party...
Yeah. Yeah, I know. There's a lot. There's a lot that you could have gone with there. Oh, two
Amy, I'm
three.
So sorry. I'm
that's the way it goes.
Lads, it's a hard one.
That's how the game goes.
Did anyone get 3 out of 3? Did you match... did I match with your 3 if you were playing along at home?
Yeah.
Voice notes into us, please.
Yeah.
Amy, all the love and none of the money. I'm so sorry. We will talk to you. Do you want to come back and do it again?
Of course I will, yeah. Right.
Well done. You're a good sport.
Amy, I know you were a nervous wreck doing this morning. I was equally as nervous to let you know. And I've let you down, but we'll next time, hopefully, all right?
Of course, yeah. No worries.
Amy, you've got a 50 euro voucher from Easy Living Interiors.
You.
Take it easy.
Thanks.
See ya.
FM Breakfast. Let's go.
With McDonald's. Mornings don't get better than this. Breakfast served until 11 a.m.
All right, handsome boy Cullum is in his tuxedo. He is parked up. Where have we landed for another Valentine's ambush?
I'm here in the back of the Red FM Jeep again, KC, in the tuxedo, and we're up in Montanotti. We're in what was known as Cope Foundation.
Yeah.
It's now called Horizons. Okay. And I'm going to get out of the Jeep because we are looking for Christine. Okay,
ooh.
So there's a gang of them over here by the door. So let's go find them. We got the goodies, we got the flowers, we got the bubbly and the chocolates and all. Who's Christine? Where's Christine? Christine, hello. Happy Valentine's, Christine. How are you?
Okay.
Fantastic. This is for you.
Brilliant. Thanks.
Celebrate. You can pop it whenever you want. We've got our Red Patrollers here. There's Aoife and Dara. We got flowers for you. We got some goodies. Whipped cream. Do that with what you want with that. We got some chocolates. All the goodies. So what's the crack, Christine? Happy Valentine's. Lucas sent us down here. He said you're the most amazing human being and the love of his life and all that. So he's groveling, I'd say. What's the story?
I'd say he is groveling, all right. He's dancing out for brownie points for the weekend, I'd say.
Yeah. Wow, I'm going to throw you on to Casey here live in Red FM, all right?
Hi, Casey.
Christine, is this fellow of yours in the doghouse or something? What's going on?
Oh, he's groveling, yeah. Plenty of brownie points now.
Listen, he's a good lad, Luke. He was listening to the show during the week and we were doing call-outs for Valentine's SOS. Who you want to send it to?
Oh.
And he just sent in some lovely words about you, how hard you work, what an amazing mum you are.
Oh,
and
brilliant.
And he wanted to drop off something nice for you. So.
Oh, fabulous. Thanks a million. Just a big shout-out to all the staff in Horizons and all the people we support for Valentine's weekend.
Brilliant.
These are all the staff members, Linda, and Jess.
Hey.
So a big shout out to everyone in Horizons as well.
Oh, come here.
Thanks so much, Red FM.
Nobody is going to judge you if you pop that bubbly right now and share it out. No one is going to judge you.
Work away.
Perfect. Listen, thanks so much, Jess.
Thanks for all the great work you do, Christine,
bye.
And the whole crew. See you
thank
later.
You.
It's a mad weekend in sport, my friends.
Yeah, it's certainly a very, very busy one tonight. It's going to be busy around Turner's Cross as well with the under-20s and Cork City playing at the same time tonight. So get down there early. Don't park in anywhere that will obstruct anyone's house. And,
yes.
Just be nice to neighbours, basically.
And be nice to your cat.
Yeah, obviously, yeah. Cove Rammers playing tonight as well. And then the Six Nations tomorrow, Ireland, Italy, 10 past 2. Edwin Adogbo set to make his debut. That's a big one for Cork, a big one for Cove, big one for Cove Pirates. So
yeah,
great weekend.
There is a huge kind of, it's a projection on that castle down in Cove, as we mentioned earlier.
Yeah, Belfley Castle.
So, so the whole town is buzzing for his addition to the squad.
Yeah. We're so, so proud of him, yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic. So we'll find out tomorrow. Ireland and Italy, Six Nations action. Hey everybody, it's World Radio Day. Happy World Radio Day to all my colleagues in the great ship Red FM, and to those of you in the radio industry right across Cork and across the nation.
Yes.
Happy Radio Day. It feeds the kids, keeps the wolves from the door. That's my favourite thing about radio. It's a job I love and adore. I genuinely love this medium. I think it's the best in the world.
Yeah.
What was your first ever moment on radio? Where did you begin?
Well, I started on Cork Campus Radio on UCC many, many years ago. But many, many years before that, there's a tape of me singing radio jingles into a tape recorder.
Please find that.
I was absolutely obsessed with radio since I was a very, very small child. And yeah, singing 2FM jingles.
Oh, right.
10th anniversary.
And they haven't changed the package since, actually.
Yeah, actually, yeah.
Where was your first
Mine was Cork Campus Radio 2, UCC, yeah. Kieran Lynch.
Ah, lovely.
Yeah.
Give you your first rattle.
I used to do a show called Friday Live.
Nice.
It's like a little magazine show. I used to interview people and...
Lovely.
Yeah, Campus Radio was great. I was on a sports show called Puck Off.
Oh, there
That was very, very clever.
And why didn't you call your weekend show that?
That was there before.
It's a great name for a sports show.
It is a great name. That is a great name.
Your first moment on radio, Kelly Boo.
Sorry, it's the same as the lads.
Yeah.
Yeah, what, UCC radio as well. I had a Monday show. I'd start with a little bit of a news section.
Yeah.
And then I'd do some music and then I'd interview someone kind of... Maybe who was in like a TV show or something like that. Magazine show, I suppose.
Yeah, what a place.
One of my favourite moments of radio actually involves Kelly, and every time it's World Radio Day, I remind everyone of Kelly's first news bulletin on Red FM.
Yes.
And this is what happened when our old pal Philip Burke was working here.
The Teachers Union of Ireland says there's no justification for providing a hybrid leaving cert option this year. Cork TD, Donica O'Callaghan. And Fianna Gael, Senator Rena Doherty, have called for students to have the choice.
If you would have seen the look I gave him through this glass studio, Casey. I'd been here about 2 minutes.
You were only in the door.
I was only in the door trying to get that news bulletin down.
How did you hold that together, Kelly?
I don't know. Like, honestly, I was actually so angry for the first one. And then I saw the funny side of it at like 2 seconds later.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
Donica O'Callaghan.
What a man.
Happy Radio Day, everybody. God.
The burping sound haunts me.
Calvin Harris and Ellie Goulding together. That is outside Cork's Breakfast Show. This is Red FM Breakfast. It is 8:41 in the morning. I've had a dozen messages in from people referencing World Radio Day today.
Yeah.
And saying, you can't just do the burp and not do the Prendeville interruption. Prendeville was on air one day and he was talking about a particular story involving a pastor. Okay,
right.
But again, the studio fader was left open in another studio.
Okay.
To which Philip, who was working here at the time, comes in and this happens.
Pastor Jenkins was on the phone and he told her that even though his church had agreed to bury her son, even though she and her son both grew up in the church, her son could not now be buried.
Hallelujah.
Sorry, I don't know how that happens sometimes. Other studios can. That was Philip Burke having a hallelujah moment there.
Some messes.
He didn't know the mic was open. He just came in and he heard the story. Didn't realise the mic was live.
And I went hallelujah.
And blasted out a hallelujah. World Radio Day today. And this is what I love about radio. We can do little surprises live on air with our boy in his tuxedo. It's Colm O'Sullivan, everybody. Oh, you're on the air now. Yeah, I want to. Check.
I love that clip of Neil Prendeville. I love
greatest.
That. It's outstanding.
All right, buddy, we're doing Valentine's SOS. You're in the tux. You've got the flowers. You've got the champagne. We are doing little surprise drop-offs. We have been to the pro shop in Fota this morning. So we were there a little bit earlier on. We did a very surprise, big surprise for Karen. We just went to Christine. Now, where are you, buddy? Where are you located?
I am outside Musgrave Marketplace here. So Musgrave's up by the airport, Casey. Tuxedo on, flowers in my hand. I've got the Red Patrollers here. Dara's got the champagne. Aoife's got the whipped cream and the chocolates and everything. So we're looking for Marie. Marie Lucy's who we're looking for.
Okay.
I'm going to walk into reception here in Musgrave's. All right.
Which Musgrave's are you in, by the way? Is it Airport Hill?
It's Airport Hill, yeah.
Lovely,
yeah.
Okay.
Looking for Marie. Marie Lucy, where is she? Is she out there somewhere? Let's go find her. All right. Okay, we're looking for her. Okay, let's go get her.
Even if she's in the jacks, you got to go in.
I don't know where she's gone. We got to find her. Marie. Where is Marie? All right. There's loads of people around here.
Husband John who nominated Marie, by the way.
She's gone missing.
Yeah. Oh, has she?
She's on the missing list. Oh, no. She's
on the missing list. We will find her. Bear with me, Casey.
No problem at all, buddy. This is all live. It's all happening. Did someone give her a heads up? No, she's hiding behind the fish fingers.
I can see her.
Here she is.
Her.
Get out.
Are you Marie?
There.
Marie, that's fantastic. Marie, I have flowers for you. We were running around looking for you like mad here at Musgrave's. We have some more goodies. Here we go.
some bubbles.
Thank you very much.
To celebrate Valentine's, some chocolates, some whipped cream for you to play with as well. And,
to play with?
And well, happy Valentine's, Marie. Your husband, John, he sent us up here. He said that he'd been looking all week to buy a Hoover, but he ran out of time, so this will have to do. It's okay.
Yeah, that's brilliant. Thank you very much. I'm so embarrassed.
Oh, my God.
You ran in there, the guys in the high visits who were with you. Who have you got with you?
Oh, we have Mickey, Owen, there's John the chef. Yeah, they're all waiting. Catch me, so thank God I came back out.
All right. Come here, you're getting emotional because your son is heading off, Nathan, as well. He's off to sea on Monday.
Yeah, he's going to Singapore on Monday.
Aww. How long is the offer?
5 months.
Will you miss him terribly?
Absolutely, yeah.
So are you gonna do a bit of celebrating this weekend?
Yeah, we're going out for dinner tonight, Nico's.
Isn't that lovely?
Yeah.
Very fancy. Yeah. I'm gonna throw you out to Casey here live on the radio.
Okay. Hi Casey, how are you?
I'm so sorry. I'm apologizing because we're ambushing people all morning and they're getting freaked out not knowing what's going on. But it's all from a place of love. It really is. John loves you loads. He just wanted to say that you're the best mum and greatest wife ever, and he adores you and just wants you to have a lovely Valentine's. Aww. And he knows that, he knows, because your son is heading away, obviously as a mum you're going to be pretty upset with seeing him head off and find his way in the world for a few months, but you're going to have a great weekend together, I hope, okay?
Yeah, we will, of course. That's brilliant.
Is there anything you'd like to say back to John now that you're live on air? Ask him to pick his jocks up off the floor or something?
I keep telling him that it doesn't work. Yeah. I have to pick him up. Jocks and socks all the time.
Yeah.
All right.
Listen, lovely to meet you and have a beautiful Valentine's, okay?
All right, well cheers. Done, thanks a million.
There you go, Marie.
Thank you.
See you, Colm. Thanks so much, guys.
Well done.
Morning, gang.
Happy, 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 happy Friday.
Beautiful, beautiful. You hit the notes. Thank you very much, Colm and Passage. Right, it is Friday morning. There is loads going on in Cork over the weekend. The Savoy opening tomorrow.
Yeah, this is massive.
Yeah, we will be there.
So exciting.
Causing a ruckus.
Stevie G.
Stevie's doing his thing. Yeah. Angie. Yeah. We've got the amazing Boola Boom drum crew who played the Electric Picnic. If you were up there, you might have seen them.
Yeah.
So Boola Boom, Zarito, the Leon Sax Equation, Stevie G, Angie, and loads more amazing acts.
Brilliant.
All to bring you back to the glory days of the Savoy. So doors are going to open at 7:30 on Saturday night. So it is nice and early. So get in as early as you can, because we haven't had the Savoy for over a decade. And it looks amazing in there. The lads, Joe and Ed, have done an incredible job on it. It's a lot different to the older days. They've moved a lot of stuff around. They've changed the layout of it.
They have.
But you're going to absolutely love it. The Savoy is back in the city centre. So get there tomorrow night. Other things that's happening. Dan Murphy's in Canty's at 6 this evening. An evening with Imelda May at the Opera House at 8 o'clock. If there are tickets, which I doubt it, they're available for that. If there's any, just go. She is stunning. The stand-up comedy club as well, Cork's Funniest Fiends, at the Roundy at 8:30. In the comedy club as well in Coburg Street over the weekend, they have a huge programme of amazing acts as well for you to check out. And then tomorrow, Vic, what's going on?
Tomorrow we have Ireland versus Italy in the Six Nations. That's at the Aviva Stadium at 2:10. Lots of places around the city and county you can watch that. Flake the Gander, Dwyers of Cork at 10 p.m. Best of Cork Winter Series, City Limits, 8:30 p.m. And Cornelius Patrick O'Sullivan in Cork Opera House at 8 p.m.
Go on, Cornelius.
There you go.
That's his big show at the Opera House. Good luck with that fella. And on Sunday, the Cork Opera House at 8 p.m. The Fury are going to be doing their thing.
Excellent.
There as well. Ava's been on work experience with us all week. This is it, my friend.
I know.
Did you enjoy it?
I loved it.
What did you learn? Be honest, what did you learn about radio?
What did I learn? It's a bit chaotic.
Yeah.
But I loved it.
It is live chaos.
Yeah. It is.
Learned some dad gags.
Yeah. You learned what buttons do what things.
Yeah, a lot of buttons.
Where the fart noises come from.
Oh yeah, that was very educational.
Wasn't it just? Seriously.
Yeah, I'll be telling people about that when I go back to school.
There you go, thanks.
There you go.
One for good measure.
And the sound effects are brilliant as well.
Thanks for you've just been amazing with us all week.
Thanks for everything.
Thanks,
you've been so helpful. And what's your school again?
Loretto Fermoy.
Loretto Fermoy. I think we might keep her. I don't know if we're going to send her back yet. Thanks, Ava, for coming in. You've been brilliant. All right, Neil Prendeville is on the way next. Don't go anywhere. Neil's got 200 grand for you to win on Cash Machine next. The big show on the air in a couple of minutes. We'll see you Monday.
Red FM Breakfast. Let's go.
With McDonald's. Best mornings start with a sausage and egg McMuffin. Served until 11 a.m.